Epic survey. Readers weigh in on quality of America's education system. Children across America have started heading back to school, but the modern education system is facing fierce criticism from both parents and politicians. A new Epoch Times survey of 1,378 readers shows that most Americans are not satisfied with what future generations are learning in the classroom. Here are the results. K-12. When those polled were asked how they would rate the overall quality of public K-12 education in the United States today, 82% rated it poor or very poor, 17% rated it good or fair, and none rated it excellent. People were asked how widespread they thought the problem of students graduating without basic reading, writing, or math skills had been. 18% suggested it was a serious problem in some schools, 39% thought it was a widespread national problem, and 41% called it a systemic national crisis. A hefty 94% of respondents suggested that if high school graduates cannot read or write basic sentences, that reflects a systemic failure, not isolated cases. When the sample group was questioned on whether grades, test results, and school ratings could conceal severe learning failures, 89% of respondents agreed, 4% disagreed, and 7% said they were not sure. A whopping 96% of those polled agreed that good report cards can mislead parents when their children remain below grade level. 2% disagreed, and 2% were unsure. The same percent of survey respondents agreed that students are advanced year after year without correcting serious academic deficiencies. Poll takers were decisive when asked if holding struggling students back causes more harm than advancing them with added support, as 13% agreed, 67% disagreed, and the rest were unsure. Almost all survey takers suggested that states have failed to enforce meaningful standards for students to advance or graduate, with 94% of people agreeing. When people were asked if K-12 grades should measure academic mastery, not effort, behavior, or improvement, 88% of survey takers agreed, 5% disagreed, and 7% were not sure. College. An overwhelming number of participants agreed that colleges prolong the failure when they admit and advance students lacking high school skills, with 95% of polled readers agreeing. Readers were mixed when asked if colleges should limit the percentage of grades in each class to curb grade inflation, with 40% of people agreeing, 33% disagreeing, and 27% remaining unsure. Most readers agreed that inflated praise and easy grades prevent students from recognizing their weaknesses, with 97% of people suggesting it did while 2% disagreed. The same number of survey participants agreed that DI and other non-academic priorities have displaced attention from core instruction. Beyond the books. When those surveyed were asked if participation awards weaken the connection between effort and achievement, 93% agreed, 3% disagreed, and the rest were unsure. The large majority of those polled suggested young Americans are entering adulthood with weaker work habits than previous generations, with 97% of people polled agreeing. When asked if moving away from memorization, repetition, and strict grading has made students more creative and independent, 78% of people disagreed, 7% agreed, and 15% did not know. Survey respondents were again decisive when asked if many schools give athletics more status than academic or artistic excellence. 83% of the sample group agreed, 3% disagreed, and 14% said they were unsure. Most people agreed that schools should restrict AI use until students master basic skills, with 96% agreeing and 2% disagreeing. When poll takers were asked if American schools demand too little sustained effort to compete with China and other major rivals, 94% agreed. Survey respondents were asked to pick three institutions or forces to bear the greatest responsibility for the education crisis. The teachers' unions and education bureaucracies received the most votes, with 82% of respondents ranking them high. The state education departments and accountability systems came in second, with nearly half of people picking them, and 44% of those polled suggested the culture of avoiding failure and honest criticism is to blame.